Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. If you want to level up your sales game and hang out with other cool people who are selling great stuff, great services, projects in this industry, head to Facebook and jump into the group that we have there called Contractor Sales Pros today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about just the concept of continuing education as a way to improve ourselves and our business. We just came back from a couple days exhibiting at a trade expo, and reflecting back on that, yeah, I kind of just get the mindset that, like, the way the majority of the trades views continuing education is kind of fucked. You know, last week, Tom had a rant about how craftsmanship is not what makes your business succeed. And this event really kind of drove home how people think craftsmanship is the answer to their problems. And so to kind of set the stage to that point, you know, this was by and large a tool and materials expo. The main show floor was split up pretty much equally between tool manufacturers like Milwaukee and Graco and Festool, and material suppliers, you know, AZEK and Hardy and CertainTeed, et cetera. And so I'm walking around, I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool, but it's just like walking through the fucking Home Depot or your lumber yard. It's like a tool is a fucking tool, as far as I'm concerned. And then I kind of walked around the fringes and more up on the second floor where our booth and the beer garden we were sponsoring were located. And there's lots of kind of technical showcases where they had a couple master craftsmen working on or visibly performing some work, whether it's like weatherproofing or new flashing technologies or whatever it was. And initially I'm wandering around and I'm looking at these exhibits going on and you couldn't avoid them because there's like nail guns and saws going off the whole fucking time. I was like, wow, you know, there's a lot of people here. I was kind of impressed and so be it. But you know, we were the only, as I walked more, I looked around, like we were the only coaching company there. There was no marketing companies on site there. Everything was just focused on hands-on, everything from tool bags to hammers to whatever, but very little about how to run the broader business. So, you know, during our happy hours, we had a big line of guys in front of our booth that probably never would have stopped by otherwise. And I started talking to them and just wanted to get their idea. Like, you know, I was like, what brought you here? And they all started just talking about, you know, a lot of them, to their credit, were business owners, including a couple of our members that had their crew with them. And they just wanted to kind of level these guys up, let them talk to some reps, understand what's going on with the technologies and the products they're using, which is admirable. Let them see some new ways to do things. And as I spoke to the bulk of these guys, it's like they were just kind of splitting hairs, trying to find little micro efficiencies to write what ultimately came across to me as kind of a sinking ship. You know, they were all kind of had a scarcity mindset and they were looking at ways to chase nickels across the floor with a more efficient tool or product rather than kind of doing a deep dive and peeling into the back end of their business and realizing why these little micro efficiencies were like the only thing they could come up with to solve these problems. And it kind of broke down to like, there's kind of two groups. There's like the old school contractors. I'm not trying to be ageist here because I'm not young. And one of the comments that stuck out to me was this dude that's like, after I explained what the fight did, frankly, the majority of people at this event had no idea who we were, what business coaching even is and how it could apply to them. You know, save there's probably quite a few that like, listen to our podcast or listen to our, saw us on YouTube or whatever and recognized Tom and stopped in. But by and large, people had no idea what the fucking contractor fight was, which is both humbling and exciting at the same time. So I'm explaining this stuff to them, what we do. And this one dude is just like, man, it's like, where were you 30 years ago? I was like, what do you mean by that? And he goes on to say, it's just like, you know, I think Steve always talks about how most business owners repeat their first year over and over again, and they never really grow. They just kind of do the same old shit. And that's exactly the story that this guy spun to me. And he's just like, all these years I've just been, you know, struggling on the business side, everything from building a team, you know, marketing, sales, all this crap, customer expectations, all the stuff we preach, all the stuff that Tom was talking about the other day is what really makes a business successful. Because I'm staying in room with, you know, thousands and thousands of craftsmen. And a lot of them that I spoke to's businesses are totally fucked because all they know how to do is the craft. And that guy really struck me. And because I remember when I found Tom personally to hire him as my one-to-one coach 7 or 8 years ago at this point, I was in my early mid-40s, was at the end of my rope. I was just like, I'd done everything. I tried to be as efficient as possible. I had our production running like a top. Everything was running as well as it could on the front end, but the back end was just a shit show. We weren't charging enough. We didn't know who our ideal customer was, yada, yada, all the crap we talk about. And so I could feel this guy's pain because I frankly had lived it. And that feeling is what motivates me to be here today talking to this microphone to you. And then the other side, there's a bunch of young guys. And I've always told the young guys in our group, we got a couple of them in the early 20s, just I have to contain my jealousy for them because I'm fucking thrilled for them. I want to see them win, but it's just like, man, I wish I had the resources that you have today because it's like, shit, I wouldn't be here today. I would have been retired 10 years ago if I'd known what I know now. And so I started talking to these other guys, these young kids, and by and large, they were a couple years in business. They experience-wise ran the gamut from just working for like their dad or something, and then that guy retired and they started to start off on their own, to several that worked for some really big companies as project managers, thought they knew what was going on. They thought they knew how to run a job, how to run a business profitably, all this shit. Went off on their own and quickly realized what they didn't know. And this crowd was ecstatic at what we had to offer. They're like, this is exactly what I need. And I dig a little bit deeper into that. I go, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, I get how to swing a hammer. I get how to build or whatever the hell they do. And for the first year or so, it felt great because they'd never just seen so much zeros in their bank account. But they just realized they were just kind of passing them around. Nothing was sticking. As they got into their second or third year of business, like all of the skeletons kind of start showing themselves in the closet. All the stuff they don't know became pretty apparent on the back end, but they had no idea where to find it. And they're kind of grabbing bits and pieces of it. I turned them onto our programs, you know, and more importantly, just onto our content, which is how everybody kind of joins our funnel here at The Fight. It's just like we throw out so much free content with the idea of just like, you don't know what you don't know. So our goal is just kind of raise awareness of all of this shit so that y'all can focus on what your main priority is, what your problem is, and tackle that and start righting the ship. Which all of this brings me back to a quote that started this topic today. And it reads, you should learn from the mistakes of others because you can't live long enough to make them all yourself. And that pretty much to me sums up the purpose of The Fight and business coaching. It's just like, and fucking Friday Fails to the same T. It's like the reason I do this is because I've got a lifetime of mistakes and I still have plenty of years to make new ones. And you know, rather than take those to my grave by myself, I figure I was like, let's throw these out into the universe and hopefully get somebody out of a jam, or even better, prevent them from getting in a jam in the first place. And so kudos to all of you on this podcast or any podcast that's out there looking for new information, new ways to improve your business, because it truly has been an accelerator of success for myself and countless others. And I just want to encourage all of you to keep your foot to the floor on the business development side, because that is going to be your key to future freedom. So with that, I'll leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.